used to play for Sunday school and church, and they'd have a preacher once a month, and I'd sit there on a Sunday morning just barely able to reach the pedals, but I'd pump that organ, and Sunday night I'd pump it again, and someone, old Ms. McWhirter, would hold that gas coal oil lamp over me till I was just dripping wet pumping the organ, and Ms. McWhirter holding the, and she would always sing, "Wash me whiter than snow." Do you remember that old hymn?
Mm-hmm.
She was famous for doing "Wash me whiter than snow."
Well, what about some of the other chores? I suppose she swept with a broom and...
Yeah, and a carpet sweeper.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we had a carpet sweeper. And we had a sewing lady once a week.
Let's talk for just a minute about the clothing. Can you remember, the garments that your mother wore? Were there any garments that were worn then that are not worn now or that have different names?
Chemise.
Okay, by chemise, that
would indicate. Well, we may call it a slip now.
Mm-hmm.
And a half slip then was a petticoat.
Mm-hmm. What about underwear?
Corset cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to name something I bet you didn't even know existed. It was a trilby.
No.
You know what trilbies are?
Don't.
Well, I was a grown girl, I think, ready to go off to college when I used to see my mother undress at night, and she'd take off her trilbies last. Drawers that fit you right down to here.
That's and about they, mid-calf.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they were put on a belt that went around here, and they tied, but they were split. There's two separate legs just
split
joined
across,
here.
Huh? Uh-huh.
But they were beautiful. They were all hand-tucked, baby-tucked. Lace and lace insertion.
Mm-hmm.
It was like washing a bed sheet, you know, with the material
mm-hmm.
in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were my mother's trilbies.
And she would wear that over some other
No, that was her panties.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really interesting. I'd never heard that before. What else did she wear?
Corset cover,
uh-huh.
Chemise, shirt waist.
Okay, now shirt waist refers to a blouse?
Yeah,
so.
We say blouse
mm-hmm.
now. I don't suppose Mama knew what a woman's pajamas were. She always slept in a nightgown.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
what about
the men,
a bra? Did women wear brassieres?
It was called corset cover.
Oh, I see.
It was almost a garment in itself.
Uh-huh.
And it had kind of a stiff thing to hold your breast up.
Uh-huh.
But it was a full garment.
Uh-huh.
Now these things are just around here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the corset cover. My mother was sort of stout, and she wore a corset that, I tell you, it extended almost from her chin down to her buttocks. That garment was, it took a truck to hang it on the line. And she'd get in it and take all of us in the family to pull. She'd have to hang on to the bedpost, and we'd pull the strings
mm-hmm.
to tie her corset
mm-hmm.
lace.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Have
you heard enough?
No, I want more. What about her, whatever she covered her legs up with?
Stockings.
Stockings.
Mm-hmm.
I guess heavy
yeah.
cotton. Or
oh, yeah, lisle. They uh-huh. they went from cotton to lisle. And then...
And now what is lisle?
A real fine cotton.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
that was known as a very expensive type of stocking.
What about children's garments? Was there anything different about children's garments?
Well, the only thing I could say was what I wore. The sewing lady came every Wednesday, moonshine or sunshine, it didn't make any difference. If Mama had something for her to do, didn't have, well, she'd make her something. But she made me a bodice, and the little panties buttoned onto the bodice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I tell you, I was a fatty, and everything hung from my shoulder. And this bodice was loose in the waist and my panties, and then a slip.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wore middies and pleated skirts after I got to be in high school.